For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has announced he won't sign the continuing resolution that cleared the Senate to keep the government running because he wants funding for a border wall.
It should be bipartisan. I think it will end up being bipartisan. I really do.
Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is too much money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With the season of giving upon us, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a story about one family who gives above and beyond.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
their
give
struggle.
Up.
The list for the most mispronounced words of the year is out. The Babbel Language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas,
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. Also, the official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Isikosa makes the list. And the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Paulo Fulavati Vaitai.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.